improve certain aspects of our lives and continue to improve them every day for the rest of our lives. You will live up to the image that you have of yourself. Your actions will follow your imagination every time. If you see yourself as a failure, you will act like a failure, and in the end, you will fail. If you see yourself as stupid, you won't study or learn to develop skills. You won't seek opportunities in which to apply what you do know, and you will remain as uneducated, inept, or undeveloped tomorrow as you are today. The person you see yourself to be will, in the end, be the person you become. One area in which God always challenges us to grow and change is in our character. The Bible tells us that God is at work in every believer's life to conform that person into the character likeness of Christ Jesus. The character that God desires for us to manifest bears the hallmark qualities of love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Everyone can always be more loving. Everyone can always have still greater joy, be more at peace, have greater patience, show more kindness, reflect more goodness, walk in greater faithfulness. They can express themselves with greater gentleness and manifest more self-control. No matter how mature the believer, there's always room for growth in these areas. You can't have enough money. You can't have enough friends. You can't take enough drugs or enough alcohol. You can't go enough places or have enough experiences. You can't lose enough weight or gain enough muscle. You can't wear expensive enough clothing and jewelry or drive a fancy enough car to ever compensate for a poor character. I've discovered through the years that a very high percentage of people with a poor self-image acquired that self-image in their childhood. In nearly all cases, somebody lied to them and they bought into the lie. Somebody told them, "You can't do that. You'll never amount to anything. You're not wanted. You're not worthy. You can't be successful." They lived out the failure that somebody predicted for their life. Take stock of what you've been told about yourself. If you have in any way been taught a lie about yourself, which is something contrary to what God says about you, then it is up to you to reject what you have been told and believe what God's Word says about you. You are lovable. You are worthy. You are intelligent and talented. God has created you to succeed. Accept the truth others speak to you. If someone says to you, "You look fantastic today," accept that in that person's eyes, you do look fantastic. If someone says to you, "You're really smart," or "You're really creative," don't dismiss their compliment with self-deprecating remarks. Agree. The person who gives you that compliment is trying to express appreciation for who you are. Accept who God created you to be. Change what you know you can change, need to change, or God is asking you to change. Trade in the lies of others for God's truth about you. Be willing to continue to yield to the conforming work of the Holy Spirit and to develop the character He desires for you to develop. And friend, you will have greater peace deep within. Essential belief number 4. God has a place where you truly belong. A person who feels unwanted, rejected, or continually lonely is not a person who has peace deep within. Feeling that we belong to someone or to a group of people who love us is vital for our inner peace. Everybody on earth wants to be loved and to love someone. When you feel as if you are connected to someone who appreciates you, values you, and loves you, you have feelings of deep tranquility and calm. God tells us plainly that we are to have fellowship with other believers in the church. The Bible clearly tells us that we are not to forsake the assembling of ourselves together. Why? Because every person in the body of Christ has been given a unique personality.